Hello, 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 and welcome to the local edition. I'm your host, Patricio Robayo. We're taking a look back at the year that was. Today, we have the Sullivan County Democrat. In the second half of the show, we'll be checking in with sports. What happened in 2025 in sports and high school sports, and what's the outlook for 2026? We'll be talking to the Sullivan County Democrat sports editor, Crystal Tweed. But first, on the phone with us now is the Sullivan County Democrat editor, Isabel Braverman, and we're going to go over the year that was for the Sullivan County Democrat. So, Isabel, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Okay, so 2025, it was quite a year. Big news was that you joined the paper in July as the new editor, as you were formerly a staff writer there, an editor there, and now you're at the helm of the Sullivan County Democrat newspaper. So let's go over some of the big stories and themes that happened in 2025. What some things has stood out to you?
First of all, I did only start in July, so apologies in advance if I miss any of the big news that happened before then. But I think one thing that stands out to me is there's been a lot of movement in terms of economic development and some big projects that are happening or closing here in the county. So, for instance, Resorts World Catskills, the casino in Monticello may, you know, have, there's some big development going on there. The Sullivan County Industrial Development Agency created a local development corporation to acquire the non-gaming assets of the property. So basically that is everything except for the casino, so the hotel, the restaurants, and the golf course. And they plan to have a bond issuance to acquire those properties. They announced this back in May, I believe, and since then the bond sale has been delayed. The most recent news is that it's been delayed until next year, I think they said January, which of course now is not that far away, but this was announced in the fall. So we will see what happens with that. I know they cited some issues with investors with the bond sale. That's why it was delayed. But the news about that has garnered a pretty big response from county residents who many seem to be not in favor of this county corporation acquiring the Resorts World property, but we will see what happens with that. Another big project development is that the old Grossinger's Resort was sold. Grossinger's is, of course, one of the most famous Borscht Belt era hotels and resorts that was operated for a long time in Liberty before it closed after the heyday of the Borscht Belt. And according to reports, a Florida developer bought the property, but they have not commented on it, and nor are there any details about what they plan to do with it. But Liberty supervisor Frank DeMeo said he's heard that they'll be developing it into a resort and golf course, but they haven't presented before the town planning board yet. And then another project that closed this year was the PepsiCo building in Liberty. And that was seen as, you know, a hit to economic development because over 200 jobs were now lost after the closure of that. But we have heard that someone is interested in the property, is looking at it. It hasn't been finalized yet, but it's a company that makes hydrogen buses. So that's what potentially could be coming there soon.
That's great that there could be a potential thing, because that was a big scare when that PepsiCo factory shut down, that it's sort of be a huge economic hit to the village because so many folks were employed there who lived within the village, had kids going to the school district there. So, but you said nothing has been finalized as of yet on an actual tenant taking over that space.
All we know is that they're looking at it and that you know, they hope to bring pretty much the same amount of jobs back, around 250 jobs, to make these hydrogen buses. We heard this from Liberty's supervisor, Frank DeMeo. But yes, it's not finalized yet.
And what I guess also one of the big stories that happened this past year was a big local election year for us in Sullivan County, at least. You know, we had many uncontested races, but we had a few contested races. And one of the big ones was the Sullivan County Democrat Sheriff's Office.
Yes. Yeah, there are a lot of uncontested races this year, many, you know, local races in the towns, but we did have a big countywide race for the sheriff. The current sheriff, Mike Schiff, was running on the Republican line unopposed. However, he faced a write-in challenge from Tim Diamond. He challenged Schiff in a primary in June. However, after he lost the primary, he later launched a write-in campaign asking Sullivan County residents to write his name in on the ballot, saying that he felt that there needed to be a change in the sheriff's office. Ultimately, he was unsuccessful, and Schiff won, I think it was around 60% of the vote, and Diamond garnered around 4,000, almost 5,000 write-in votes.
I think a theme that happened in this year's election was the write-in or the absentee ballots have sort of... seems like it swayed some elections, especially you mentioned the sheriff's office, but also in the town of Thompson, Scott Mace won that election basically in absentee ballots.
Right. Yeah, that was a very close race, and the absentee ballots determined it because after election night, it was too close to call, knowing that they had more ballots that were coming in that needed to be counted. And Scott Mace won over incumbent supervisor Bill Reber by, I believe it was around 60 votes, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So that was a very, very close race in the town of Thompson. And yeah, like you said, it was a pretty unusual year for races that had write-in challenges, absentee votes. The other write-in one was in the town of Fallsburg, where three residents got together and asked people to write their names in, one for supervisor of Fallsburg and the other two to be on the council. However, they did not get enough of those write-ins to ultimately win the race.
And it seems like, from what I understand, according to the AP News, that it looks like we're going to do this all over again with the local races because of the change in shifting the local elections to even-numbered years. And that's we're going to bring most county and town elections in line with the statewide and federal races. Obviously, the big election next year is going to be the governor's race. But it seems like even the same for the town of Fallsburg, the supervisor race is going to happen again in November.
And then next year, we'll also have our statewide races, like state Senate, and federal races like Congress.
Any other thing, anything else, or you want to talk about what's going to happen next year or things you're looking forward to next year?
Let me think. Yeah, we could do that.
Okay. And talking about next year's elections, 2026 is only a couple of days away. What things are you looking out for, or what things are you sort of looking forward to or keeping your eye on in the new year?
Yeah, I mean, as we just mentioned, definitely the races coming up, because those, you know, happen every 2 years or every 4 years, and they are just bigger races that cover really a wide district. So we will definitely be keeping our eye on that. We'll also be looking at what happens with the Sullivan County budget. It hasn't been voted as of us speaking right now, but we'll see what happens, and especially since they are citing such a drop in sales tax coming into the county, I really wonder, you know, what the economy will look like next year, and will that trend continue, or will we see those numbers jump back up again for, you know, sales tax, because I know COVID obviously shifted a lot of things. So will we get back on track or see that continue to decline? And I think just the economy in general, people are really watching out for that obviously across the country, so it's affecting us here too.
Yeah, and also what's happening nationally with the healthcare subsidies. If Congress does not pass that, that's going to be a big change for a lot of folks, in especially in Sullivan County, who rely on those healthcare plans, and then rely on those subsidies to make healthcare affordable. So in my mind, a little worried about, like you said, the economy, just because of this increase in Sullivan County, the tax increase in most towns actually are seeing an increase. And now the county increase of the property taxes, and now you throw on top of that the health care, it's going to be tough for some folks in the new year.
Yep. I think people are already struggling, and how much more can they take on?
Yeah. And to see if this all affects the midterm elections that are coming up, and also the governor's race that's coming up. A lot of stuff to keep track of and a lot of stuff to sort of keep in mind. So we were talking to the editor for the Sullivan County Democrat newspaper, letting us know what's happening in this past year in 2025 and what she's looking forward to and covering in the new year. So as always, again, thank you so much, Isabel. I do really appreciate it and appreciate all the work you have done this past year coming on to Radio Chatskill and the Local Edition as always. And we'll talk to you again in the new year.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. We'll find out what happened in sports in 2025. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Local Edition, winner of Excellence in Broadcasting Awards from the New York State Broadcasters Association. Radio Catskill. Listen local.
Like if you were in a relationship with somebody and you're sexting with them, that's what she was doing with ChatGPT. And when she first downloaded it, she was doing this for free, but she quickly like hit the limit on a free account. So she paid for a $20 per month account.
I'm Natalie Kitroev. That's Today on the Daily from the New York Times.
I'm Jason Dole, Program Director at Radio Catskill, saying Happy New Year. The days are getting longer now. There's a lot to look forward to, so I wish you all the best. Thank you so much for making us your radio station, and Happy New Year from all of us at Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and a shiny, shimmering new year.
Welcome back to The Local Edition. I'm your host, Patricio Roballo. We're taking a look back at the year 2025, and this year we're taking a look at high school sports. But on the phone with us now is Crystal Tweed, sports editor for the Sullivan County Democrat. Thank you so much for doing this, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Patricio. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Yes, so let's take a look. We're ending the year 2025. Just want to see what has been sort of the outlook for fall sports in Sullivan County?
Yeah, so fall sports was really exciting this season. We had a lot of fresh local talent. We had some schools and some sports teams, just specifically like football, that went really far this season. It was so exciting to watch. So football was really big this season. Also volleyball. And we had a couple of soccer teams, boys soccer teams, that went to sectionals. So it was really big. And a lot of times it's hard to keep up with sectionals because, you know, we have to write for games that are coming up, but sometimes the game already happened. So it's a little bit of a juggling match, so to speak.
Absolutely. And this year you sort of had a new team, I guess, Rockland Central School District. While it's a combination of Roscoe and Livingston Manor, but I'm assuming, how did that work? Did the teams merge?
Yeah, so the teams merged, the schools merged, and I actually got to go to Rockland's first football game of the season, and that was just sort of a way for them to come out and represent with their new mascot, the Rockland Wolves. If you remember, a couple years ago when they first merged, they were the Wildcats, but now they've got their own official mascot, and the schools have merged to one sports team.
And I just want to make a go off topic here. So the fall sports is usually soccer, volleyball, football, What else is there?
And cross country. There's also tennis as well.
Mm-hmm. And tennis. All right. Okay. So you mentioned earlier that the boys' soccer went far this year. Which school was that?
Yeah, so both Liberty and Monticello made it to sectionals play this year. Monticello ended up going out in the first round. Liberty made it through to the second round of sectionals, so that would be the semifinals. And they were looking really strong this year, both teams, and talking to the coaches over the course of the season, they were just talking about how hard their guys work and how, you know, the work ethic grew over the season. So they have a lot to be proud of with those kids.
And what about girls' soccer? I know when I used to cover sports in Democrat, they were a couple of times to the sectionals.
So the Rockland Wildcats, those girls were coming off a regionals action from last season. So before they actually became the Wolves, they had went as far as regionals. They did pretty well this year. Sullivan West girls' soccer team, they also made it to the second round of sectionals, and it was really great because a couple of these teams that went to sectionals, they were the higher seeds, so they had home field advantage or home court advantage, and it was really good because they get to play in front of their home crowd at a really important game, so it's a really pivotal moment for them. So that was great. I got to see their first round of sectionals win, and it was on their home field, so that was really exciting.
Any school districts that sort of stood out to you this past season?
I would definitely have to say both Sullivan West and Eldred. Their football teams are always really strong. The Bulldogs are known for having just phenomenal talent on their team. Eldred and Sullivan West actually played twice this season, once during the regular season. And then what made it even more special is that they met in sectionals. They played each other for the Section 9 Class D 8-man finals, which was great. Neither one of them were on home field. It was on neutral ground. But it was really exciting because you have two local teams that are battling out to see who comes out on top. Eldred ended up winning that game. They were crowned this year as the 8-man champions. And they went as far as to the regionals championship title, where they ended up losing, but they went all the way. And so basically the 8-man regionals title, that's considered their states.
And how did cross-country look? I know not all schools have cross-country, but I know Monticello does, right?
Monticello has cross-country, also Sullivan West, Eldred. I think for the most part, all of the schools do have cross-country teams. Some of them are obviously larger than the others. There were a couple that stood out, Tri-Valley and Sullivan West. They have some really talented runners. And what I'm seeing this season, Patricio, not just this season, but over the last year, is that a lot of these kids that are competing, they're competing at a young age, but on varsity sports. So there's like 7th, 8th, and 9th graders playing, running varsity cross country, both for Sullivan West and for Tri-Valley specifically. They have a really strong cross country program, as they have had for many years, and they've got a lot of young talent that's running for them. So it looks really good for Tri-Valley and Sullivan West as well. They have some really strong seniors and some underclassmen too.
Now, just take a look at what's happening with winter sports.
For winter sports, you've got basketball, which is very popular. There's a lot of spectators that attend those games. You've got indoor track this season because obviously it's super cold out. You also have wrestling that's indoor for the winter. And I'm trying to think. We have girls wrestling, which is really exciting also.
Right.
Yeah, that's Fallsburg, Monticello, Liberty, I believe. They are the three schools, I hope I'm not forgetting anyone, that have girls wrestling as well.
Right. And also we have the skiing sports, right? I think Monticello has...
We have skiing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So Monticello has they have both Nordic and Alpine ski. Sullivan West has Alpine, and a couple of the smaller schools are combined, like Tri-Valley, Fallsburg, and Liberty. A lot of those schools are combined with their Alpine ski program.
Any standout sports that you're looking forward to in the new season?
Well, I have to say, I grew up playing basketball, so I'm always looking forward to basketball season. That's really exciting. When I heard about girls wrestling, I kind of went crazy for that because that's really exciting. It's, you know, just another way for these girls to get out there on the mat and be able to compete. And indoor track is always fun as well. You get to see some really great local talent. So, yeah, but I would definitely have to say that basketball is at the top of my list. But you'll see me at all different kinds of sporting events covering a little bit of everything.
Right. And one of the things that since you are, I can't say anymore, the new sports editor, because I feel like you've been doing it for a while already, is you take a look back at some of the past athletes. I know you did that with Monticello basketball a little bit. And if you want to talk about that project seems like it's ongoing, that you take a look back at some of the athletes that used to play for some of these school districts and see where they are now.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, so that just was an idea that I thought of before, you know, when I started working for the paper early on. And, you know, it's been several years since a lot of these elite athletes have gone through the doors of these schools and things like that. You have Katina Mack, who I wrote about. You have Tammy Reese, who I'm hoping to interview sometime in the future, and Sam Sanders, who I interviewed from Liberty. And I just thought it was really important for the new generation to know the talent that walks through these schools and, you know, what they can look up to, because they were all phenomenal people, amazing athletes who really just laid it on the line every time they competed. So I just thought that was important for them to know.
Yeah. And what I got out of it also is it sort of shows, you know, the impact of what high school sports can have on a person throughout their life. You know, that these are good memories, sometimes hopefully good memories they have in playing mm-hmm. sports for the schools and things they accomplished is something they are proud of throughout their whole life.
Absolutely. And the things that they learn, like the life lessons that they learn, to understand that it's going to take years to get to exactly where you want to be. Like, they didn't just become who they are overnight. They worked hard. They put those extra hours in the gym, on the weekends, in the evenings when no one else was around. And they put in that extra effort. So that directly translates to whatever you do in life. You know that you have to work hard to make it anywhere and whatever goals that you want to accomplish.
Absolutely. Well, Crystal, before we go, is there anything else we have not touched on you want folks to know what's upcoming with sports?
I would definitely just want to say, just make sure you check out the last two pages are the sports pages in the newspaper. Every Tuesday and Friday, the Democrat comes out and we post the schedule there. You don't have to have a child in school. You don't have to know one of the athletes on the team to come out and support your local squad. They would love to see faces, community organizations would come out and just come to a volleyball game. We cover all seven school districts, and it's always great to have a competition to a packed house of spectators. So come out and support your local team, and make sure you check out the sports section every Tuesday and Friday in the Sullivan County Democrat.
We were talking to Crystal Tweed, sports editor for the Sullivan County Democrat, telling us what happened in fall sports and with the outlook for winter sports. Crystal, thank you so much for doing this. I do really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Patricio.
And that does it for the local edition. This will be technically the last local edition for the year. Thank you, everyone who's joined us every evening at 6 o'clock for Radio Catskill. It's been such a roller coaster of a year, a lot of ups and downs. But throughout the year, you have been there for us, so we'll be there for you. Again, thank you, everyone. Have a nice, safe New Year's. Get home safe. Lucy, have a good night. Everyone else, take care of yourself. And I'll talk to you soon in the new year.
Celebrate the future with the streets of no name.